Well, I know our next guest is too professional to cede to such demands. From Network 10 football commentator Andy Harper. Andy, good morning to you.
Morning, Gary. How are you? Yeah,
really well, thank you. And I guess to what extent, Andy, do you feel there is a true reset heading into this A-League season?
Well, we always feel like there's a true reset. Well, clubs feel like there's a true reset. Any league, start of a new season, a chance to turn around the fortunes of last. But I guess, you know, more accurately to respond to your question, yeah, the football in Australia went through a very bloody war for independence as the leagues tried to separate from Football Australia, which came to pass a little while ago now, and last season was their first season in control and then got decimated by COVID. I think they had 160 matches needed to be rescheduled. It was just horrible. An incredible effort for people to get through it, really, logistically. And I still have to offer my congratulations to the administrators at the club and league level for getting through it. You could only imagine how difficult it was. But nevertheless, the impact of that was a league last season, really fun to watch still, but pretty much went under the radar comparatively. So everyone is really in football in Australia looking forward to the start tonight down in Melbourne, Western United versus Melbourne City in the grand final rematch, to just get things going again where we can breathe a bit more easily, watch and enjoy the football and start growing the game again.
Well, you're right, Andy, because just on this program, you know, we're speaking a lot more about the A-League and football in general, and there seems to be a lot more excitement around this season compared to the last couple. But is it a bit got to do with the names that we've been able to recruit in the A-League this season, or is it more about the fact we've learned how important the Socceroos are to Australia and football in this country by having them qualify for the World Cup?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. And you know, we're fortunate since the St. Louis administration took control of the game. God, it seems like a lifetime ago now, and that administration has since moved on. But it's five consecutive World Cups. And you'll recall, as sports fans, it took us 32 years to get there after our first one, and it was a really tortured series of failures at World Cup qualifying level with really good players. I mean, it's bizarre when you think of some of the great players with whom we just couldn't quite get over that hurdle to World Cup qualification. You're thinking Paul Okon, Ned Zelic, John Cosmina. There's just a raft of just fantastic players, and we just couldn't get there. And then all of a sudden, with a lot of hard work, however, we've qualified for five in a row. And it does consolidate the sport, certainly. You know, it's such a busy marketplace for sport in Australia, and everyone's got their team and their league that they follow really closely. But the tendency of Australians is to be able to pull back from their specific interest and have a look at the other things that are going on as well. And the national teams provide huge interest at men's and women's level, because Australians, it might have taken a while, but the last generation or so of Australians, with all the travel they do, just realise how significant this game is on a global scale, and that our men and women are contributing on that in such a competitive place, so with such great respect, I think resonates with people. And over and above their particular allegiance for another club or another league or another sport, and it's a really important piece of the puzzle, Laurie. So we've got, you know, four or five A-League rounds before Graham Arnold selects his World Cup squad for Qatar 2022. That World Cup starting in middle of November and going for a month. And there's a few local candidates who are really going to generate a lot of headlines around it, most notably, of course, the youngster Garen Kwal.
Andy, you speak about football globally and how important that is. In regards to the A-League, how important is it then that we continue to get these international players coming and being a part of it? And again, even, you know, I love the fact that Dwight's here. He's already had success with MacArthur, and to have him as a head coach, I feel like even that's another big fish involved in the A-League, whether it's a player or a coach. I just think that is going to be significant.
Mate, I don't think you fully appreciate how smart that comment is, Michael, because, you know, I love watching local kids come through, and a big part of the A-League is getting excited about youngsters who've fought with very little resources in this country compared to the number of mouths it's got to feed.
Yeah.
getting into top-level football. That really excites me. But the other end of that equation, and you're so bang on, is getting the international exposure to improve things. And here's what I mean by that. Like, Australia produces very, very good footballers.
Yeah.
I think people slowly are starting to see that for themselves. But the issue is getting international recognition and changing the perceptions overseas. And to change those perceptions, we need to do two things. We need to be getting our players back into the top leagues of Europe. And I just think back, you know, the player who had the single biggest impact during his time on the fortunes of Australian football was Harry Kewell.
Mm.
You know, when Harry was a youngster coming through at Leeds United in England, not only was he good enough or so good that they were trying to get him to latch onto his English ancestry and become eligible to play for England as their attacking left-sided player, that started the scouts getting hungry for more kids like Harry. And I remember the environment, you know, most certainly, that a lot of the NFL clubs as they were then were getting tapped up by scouts and everyone was coming to look for Harry. That in you know, the next Harry, that in combination with that crop of players that were making the semi-finals of the Under-20s World Cup and the Barcelona Olympics where they made the semi-finals. Michael, you're so right. That's when the international lens opens on Australian players. And we get them into these top leagues and we do better at international football. The other part of that equation is bringing the big guys here. Dwight York's international network is incredible.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, I agree.
Just starting as a coach. So Dwight York sees a couple of players. And Dwight York advocating for Australians in Europe, say, is going to be a lot more powerful than A-League clubs doing what they can do. So Dwight Nani, Charlie Austin for Brisbane Roar, very important, and more needs to happen on that front, and I believe it will.
You mentioned young Quayle. He's only 18, but if he starts the season strongly in the A-League, are you taking him, and do you think Arnie will gamble on taking a young, vibrant, X-factor player?
Well, only Garang, in not playing enough football, or if he does, just going off the boil between now and the World Cup will stop him. He is exactly the sort of player that Graham Arnold needs to be able to call on in a clutch situation because we've seen what he's done. Very limited opportunities. Now, he's played for Australia, made his debut for Australia without having started an A-League match. And he's done that on the back of incredible performances for the Mariners off the bench last year. I mean, the guy is just TNT packed with excitement. Then he comes on in the All-Stars game off the bench against Barcelona. He's got all the Barcelona scribes and the clubs, you know, scouting hierarchy talking about this kid. Where, you know, how many more of these have they got? And now he's signed with Newcastle United in the English Premier League, and he'll move to Europe in January. So we've got this much time to enjoy him if he's up for selection. He's shown that nothing phases him at this point of his career, but he's only young. Anything could happen. And if you're Graham Arnold and you're in this last match of the group stage and scores are locked and you need something to win the 3 points to get through to the group stage, and I believe the Socceroos are capable of that, to get out of the group stage, rather, you look down to your right and you see Garang Quayle, and, mate, I saw what he did to Barcelona. I've seen what he's done on debut for the Socceroos. Here's your chance, Garang. He's just the type of player who could do something magical, and I believe he'll be there.
Yeah.
Andy, before we go, we need some fearless predictions for the season. And the betting markets have the two Melbourne clubs, City and Victory, as favourites to be fighting out for the championship. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah. Hard to argue. And the news overnight or through the week about Melbourne Victory selling a slice to a multi-club American investor. I think Melbourne Victory are just going to go to another level as a football club on and off the field on the back of that news. They'll be there or thereabouts. I think MacArthur will be in the grand final, actually. Speaking of Dwight York, I saw enough in the cup to realise that, well, I haven't been this excited about a team's attack since Melbourne City's trio of Aaron Moy, Harry Nevio and Bruno Fornaroli a few years ago. His combinations of Daniel De Silva, Alhassan Toure, Ulysses Davila, just fantastic. Daniel Arzani, another one for the World Cup consideration. I haven't seen a powder pack attack like that for a long time.
Sounds like Dwight's life. All out attack. on and off the field.
Yeah, they were the headlines of Dwight's career. But the subplot was the incredible professionalism. He'll bring both.
Yeah,
he's
true.
A breath of fresh air. And I think Cubs can be their grand final day.
Amazing. Wow, they're going to be one to watch for sure. Well, Andy, hopefully it's a successful, enjoyable season and good calling. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. Good luck to you guys.